News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For the consultant psychiatrists to be recognised as team leaders and something that needs to happen. Yeah. Who's currently recognised as the team leader?
Well, the consultant is recognised as the team leader, but the way the structure is, it makes it quite difficult. For example, all the other disciplines on the team, very few of them have specific contracts for child and adolescent psychiatry. And within those contracts, there's no mention of reporting to the consultant child psychiatrist. So the consultant child psychiatrist holds the responsibility for every single child and adolescent that is referred by the GPs. But often the other disciplines don't recognise that they have a reporting relationship and report instead to heads of discipline outside the CAMS team,
okay,
who often themselves have no experience of child and adolescent mental health.
So to clarify, what's currently happening is in terms of responsibility, the consultant psychiatrist is ultimately responsible, but the psychologists and the social workers and the other, I suppose, multidisciplinary team members are not reporting directly to the person who is in charge. And so are you saying, therefore, it is a dysfunctional system?
What I'm saying is often they are not aware of a reporting relationship, and their line managers may not have experience of child psychiatry. Now, many work quite well, but the formality of the structures is not there. The other issue, I think, is that many other allied health professions are parachuted into our CAMS teams without any prerequisite knowledge of child psychiatry. And this is something that the College of Psychiatry would really like
and
to address.
And just explain, because that kind of beggars belief. Who are you talking about that is parachuted in that has no experience of child and adolescent psychiatry?
Well, for example, recruitment is via national panels. So somebody could be looking for a senior post or a basic grade post in an occupational therapy role or in a social work role and may have had no experience or no knowledge of child psychiatry. And we are proposing that they at least have an induction period and that they have essential training in risk management, okay, recognition of disorders, basic things such as anxiety, depression,
and
psychosis.
And that sounds entirely fair. What people will be wanting to know listening to this, though, is how is this impacting on the children and the adolescents, the patients who are attending your services? Because people, with respect, won't care whether or not people aren't reporting to you, you know, as such, unless it's actually having a negative impact on patients. So how is this affecting patients?
Well, all the children and adolescents who are referred to the CAMS team, they will have moderate to severe mental health disorders such as anxiety, depression, etc. If on the team you have inexperienced staff who have no knowledge that they need to consult with the consultant about somebody who they're concerned about, and if they are reporting outside of the structure.
And who would they be reporting to outside, Maeve?
They could be reporting to an assistant director of nursing who is totally adult-based. They could be reporting to a senior clinical psychologist, senior social worker, all of whose experience is in adult psychiatry.
So are you saying the structure of these teams is fundamentally flawed? The actual team structure is, like if you kind of equate it to a corporate structure, that these teams are in their very makeup sort of flawed structurally, that they're dysfunctional. And is that part, we have seen terrible problems in the CAMS system and our listeners will be aware of them. Is that part of what's going on?
It is part of what's going on. There are many excellent allied health professionals on teams. Some of them recognise a reporting relationship to the consultant, who's the best person to direct the clinical inputs to turn around a child and adolescent who is suffering from severe anxiety or depression. Many of them will automatically come to the consultant, but there's no formality in structure, which means that a lot of disciplines are working in silos without necessarily considering the whole position.
Right.
Now, you're dead right, Ciara. It's a system of matrix management whereby people are having inputs into a child and family's difficulties that may not have that experience. All we're asking for is the consultant is recognised as the team lead, that in the contracts where everybody comes into the team, that's actually down in black and white, that the allied health professionals get training in child psychiatry, and that they report to the consultant for in relation to clinical
I'm quite sure something needs to change and something needs to be improved. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Dr. Maeve Dole, their executive member of the Faculty of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. I'm sure lots of people, Shane, have had experience of CAMHS and will be interested to know that those teams perhaps are not functioning as they should.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.